From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's the Michelle Canning Band.
Two sides stood divided, battle lines were drawn. One army was outnumbered, seemed all hope was gone. Goliath was a bully with armor and a sword. David had five stones and faith in the Lord. The odds were against him, David would not be denied. He took his best shot and watched that giant die. When your back's against the wall, facing trouble 10 feet tall, you can run or you can fight. Take a stand for what is right, armed with faith in God alone, to guide the hand that holds a stone. What's right and wrong? We all face temptation, feel pressure to belong. Satan is the bully, itching for a fight, but we have a secret weapon on our side. When your back's against the wall, facing trouble 10 feet tall, you can run or you can fight. Take a stand for what is right.
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, I'm Brad Becker, here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio, now in its 18th broadcast season. In fact, tonight is Red Barn Radio's 681st live concert performance. Something there. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents the Michelle Canning Band. Michelle is originally from North Andover, Massachusetts, and she currently resides in Nashville, Tennessee. Michelle is known as one of the most energetic performers of bluegrass and country music, and is a first-rate banjo player and vocalist, as you will find out. Please welcome the Michelle Canning Band to the Red Barn stage.
Thank you.
your love is real. Yes, it's been way too long that I've had to play. So darling, tell me, did I win the guessing game? Yes, it's been way too long that I've had to play. So darling, tell me, did I win the guessing game?
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with the Michelle Canning Band. Here's Brad.
Hi, folks. I'm Brad Becker, and we are here on Red Barn Radio tonight with the Michelle Canning Band. And it's Michelle Canning, obviously, playing the banjo there. Elizabeth Bowman is here playing the bass. Aaron Foster is playing guitar when he's not playing football. And Sarah Kate Morgan is over there on the dulcimer. And some of these folks have been with us here on Red Barn Radio before, but it's always great to see you all again.
Oh, it's so great to be back.
Wonderful to hear, you know, how the music is coming along and sort of where you're headed with your dream.
Absolutely. It's a whole lot of fun to come back here, you know, especially it's been a few years since the last time, and so it's fun to come and play new music for you. We've got some more new music coming up as well.
When you were first on Red Barn Radio, Michelle, would you say that was maybe 5 or 6 years ago, even longer?
Probably about 5 or 6 years ago, I was with the Morehead State University Mountain Music Ambassadors the first time
yeah,
I performed here.
Yeah, right.
So I performed a couple times with them and a couple times with the Michelle Canning Band. And so this would be, I guess, my fourth time here at the Red Barn.
Huh. You seem really, you know, always very comfortable. You've always seemed that way.
Oh, thank you.
Has that always been the case, that you are actually really, really comfortable? Have you just learned to smile through your tension?
I think I love what I'm doing. I'm a lot more comfortable on stage than I am off. I don't know, it's just a performer thing in me, I guess, but I just enjoy being on stage and love being on stage. And it's easier for me to talk to you and to all of you and everybody online than it is to like be face to face with one person and just have a conversation.
Should I ask the guys not to do any real close-ups on you then? So you don't have that feeling?
Just don't put the camera right there and I'll be fine.
All I want to do is hold you for the rest of your life. All I want to do is sing to you, dry your tears when you cry. You're the best thing that's happened to me in my this. I'll love you till I die. Till I die, I'll hold you close. I'll be there for you wherever life goes. When you're up in the air and walking on clouds, I'll be standing proud. When life gets you down, things go wrong, I'll remind you that you are strong. And I'll be there when tears start to fall from those gorgeous eyes. My promise, I'll love you till I die. Dreaming, you'll make those this, I'll love you till I die. Till I die, I'll hold you close. I'll be there for you wherever life goes. When you're up in the air and walking on clouds, I'll be standing proud. When life gets you down, things go wrong, I'll remind you that you are strong. And I'll be there when tears start to fall from those gorgeous eyes. My promise, I'll love you till I die. My promise,
till I die. Thank you.
So what is unusual about you as a banjo player, and especially a banjo player who went through Morehead State, the traditional music program there,
sure,
is that you're a New Englander.
I am. I'm originally from North Andover, Massachusetts, which is just north of Boston.
Yeah.
Not a lot of banjo players up there. Those of us who are there, we like each other and we hang out and play music all the time. So we've got our little clan of bluegrassers.
How did that happen? And how early in your life did it happen that you developed affection for bluegrass music?
I was actually 8 years old, and I was at my grandparents' house. I always loved country music. That's what my mom always had on in the car. And so I always loved it, and I was at my grandparents' house. They were babysitting me. We had, you know, construction paper out. I was coloring, doing what eight-year-olds do, and I drew a guitar, and I said to my grandfather, let's make a band. And he said, okay, well, I'll play the guitar, and you play the banjo. But I didn't know what a banjo was. You know, I was 8 years old in Massachusetts, you know? And so I just asked him, what's a banjo? And he said, well, hold on, I'll show you. And he pulled this banjo out from his closet that he had bought years ago and never learned to play. And he put it in my arms, and I just fell in love with it.
Was it a resonator banjo?
It was. Like it was a bluegrass banjo. Mm-hmm. Huh. Bigger than I was. The first maybe 3 years that I played the banjo, I had to have a capo on the fifth fret because I couldn't reach the top. So he introduced me to bluegrass music. He played me some records and started bringing me to concerts and whatnot. And the more I went, the more I wanted to play the banjo. And so I begged my parents for a banjo for Christmas. I begged Santa for a banjo for Christmas. I did not get a banjo for Christmas.
Oh.
I know. It's such a bad climax. But then on New Year's, my grandfather was just as disappointed as I was that I didn't get a banjo for Christmas. So on New Year's, Pepe came through the door with his banjo. And he handed it to me, and I was all excited, and he said, no, it's yours. That was my first banjo that I learned to play on, and I've been playing ever since.
Huh.
The early morning dew don't mean nothing to the man who's up to wash it all away. Pressure in his hands, power with which to stand on a floating dock and not just float away. One more drop of rain. Once upon a wave, in his handsome days, the water on his lips tasted like salt. One more drop of
his sponge and hose and heads up the marina to the shore. Lake days are a bust, but only to those who must use them to try and feel the sea once more. One more drop of rain, one more tick and say, wishing he was right back where he was. One more quiet prayer might wash him back there, but just as fast as one more drop of rain. Is one more drop of rain.
Did you find yourself a really good instructor, good teacher up there?
I did. His name was Rich Stillman, and he's an incredible banjo player, an incredible person. It was actually a pretty cool story because I love this band called Southern Rail. And they were a band up in Massachusetts that they played all the New England circuit. And I would go see them all the time, and I got to know them. And they encouraged me to learn to play and whatnot. And so when I wanted to learn to play, my parents brought me to the local music store and said, "Do you have a banjo teacher?" And they said, "Well, no, we don't, but we used to." And they gave me the number of this guy who used to teach there. So my parents called. So they said, "You know, she loves this band called Southern Rail." And he paused. And he said, "I used to play in that band." Oh. So we called Sharon, who's the leader of Southern Rail, and said, "You know, tell us about this guy." And she said, "Oh, he's wonderful." So I started taking lessons with him. He ended up being an incredible teacher. I learned so much from him. And through me, he reconnected with Southern Rail. And when their banjo player moved on to other things, they had Rich come back and play with them. And so now today, Rich is the banjo player for Southern Rail again.
Oh, wow. That's a great story.
Smell the turkey roasting, table's almost set. Try to sneak some stuff in my meal, save it for the guests. Counting every second till we hear the doorbell ring. Can't wait for a taste of the pies Aunt Shirley brings. Good to see you, it's been a little while. Good to see you, I miss your sweet smile and the way that you light up every room you walk into. Ooh, good to see you. Go. Miss you at the table, but you're never far away. We hear you in our laughter, find your joy on every face. Good to see you, it's been a little while. Good to see you, I miss your sweet smile and the way that you light up every room you walk into. Ooh, good to see you. To say
public school?
I did not. I went to a private Catholic school in Andover, Massachusetts, where the banjo was not cool.
I was just going to ask you that. Yeah, did the banjo win you friends or lose you friends or neither?
When I first started playing, I was only 8. People didn't really know what a banjo was, so they couldn't really call me a hick because they didn't know what it was. So I was kind of saved by that. In middle school, it wasn't the coolest thing in the world. But in high school, I was kind of expecting to get picked on, and instead I got embraced, and they loved it. I played banjo in the jazz band in high school. I had a lot of friends in high school, some that I'm still friends with today, and people really loved it there.
Were you involved in music in school outside of your personal interest in the banjo?
I did jazz band in high school, and I was in the drama club. Before I played the banjo, I was not involved in music in any other way.
Then you finished up high school.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, from the time you graduated, that it was a traditional music program where you wanted to go?
Yeah, so I looked at a number of schools that had traditional music programs.
Some of the other ones, yeah?
So I looked at East Tennessee State University.
Sure.
I looked at Bethel University, and then I looked at Morehead. So I looked at those three schools and absolutely fell in love with Morehead and knew that that's where I wanted to be.
So you came to visit?
Yeah, I came to visit. Raymond McLean was there.
Oh, he was?
And he was the first person I met. He just made me feel so welcome. And then I started meeting the students, and the students made me feel welcome. And I remember leaving after we had met with everybody. I was walking back to the car, and Thomas Albert, who was a student at the time, chased me down just to say goodbye. And I thought, this is where I need to be. I'm welcome here, and people want me. And as soon as I came in as a freshman, I was part of the group. I wasn't the new girl. I was part of the group. And that was really special.
The first thing I remember was bluegrass in my ears. Grandpa led me to the stage. Years later, I'm still here. He and Grandma saw in me the man that I could be. Guided me to play and sing my angels without wings. God sent me two angels long before I came to be. And every step along the way, they've been there for me. Bought me my first Martin, now God works through these strings. Thank God for sending me my angels without wings. Walking sermons don't tell, but they show. Their love for God and family shapes everything I know. Maybe someday I could be what they were to me. Someone else's blessing, an angel without wings. God sent me two angels long before I came to be. And every step along the way, they've been there for me. Bought me my first Martin, now God works through these strings. And I thank the Lord for sending me my angels without wings. Way they've been there for me. They bought me my first Martin, now God works through these strings. And I thank the Lord for sending me my angels without wings.
That's very awesome.
Did you ever compete with the banjo?
The Lowell Banjo and Fiddle Contest up in Lowell, Massachusetts. I did that just about every year from the time I was maybe 10 until 18 or so. And I won that a number of times and then placed a number of other times. And then in 2009, I actually became the youngest person and only female to win the New England Banjo Championship. And that was in Ossipee Valley, New Hampshire.
What do you remember about that particular contest? Was there a lot of competition?
There was, and I was by far the youngest in the competition. The week before my 15th birthday, there was a lot of people much older than me, and I didn't expect to win or to even place. I was just going to go and play. They called out third place, and it wasn't me, and I thought, well, then I've definitely not placed. And then they called out second place, and it still wasn't me, and I wasn't surprised because I didn't place. And then the MC was somebody I knew, and he said, and first place, and then he looked me dead in the eye.
Oh, come on.
And my heart stopped. And he said, Michelle, and before he could get out Canning, the crowd went nuts. That's what I remember from that day, is being shocked beyond belief.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Michelle Canning Band, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from the Michelle Canning Band after this break. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.